who's there ready to present the trophy. And what the procedure is going to be is that the players are going to come up to what is the director's area of the stand here, just in front of where we normally do the commentaries from, and they're going to walk the way up there, and finally Mark Grocott is going to be allowed to present, lift the trophy. And most of the really ardent supporters have gathered around the tunnel, underneath where the presentation area is going to be. I can see quite a number of relatives and friends and so on of the current squad are just in front of where our commentary position is, and they're very eager to see people pick up the trophy. And also, don't know if they're going to get the medals today. I don't think they will. I think it's probably going to be that medals are going to be presented at another time. So we shall just wait and see. So at the moment, Butler just staying out of it altogether. They are warming down from what will be a disappointing performance by them, really. I think they were expecting to, especially when they saw the depleted lineup that Leek were able to put out today. I think they were licking the lips and hoping there was going to be certainly a comfortable win for them, and they had to come from behind to get a point. So is a point good enough? I'm not quite so sure. What do you think, Ian?
No, I don't think it is. I think they'll be disappointed, certainly with the way they play. That after the first 20 minutes when they thought they were going to overrun Leek, I felt they ran out of ideas, and they didn't have a plan to deal with it, and Leek grew into the game. And really, it's a poor way for Leek to concede a goal, because I didn't think it was a penalty. And it probably was a foul, but I thought it was outside the area. And I thought Leek had two really good chats for a penalty when Stevenson was fouled. So I think Josh can be very proud of the way his players battled away under adverse circumstances, really. The fact that they had a very depleted side, a makeshift defence. Aaron Opoku, I thought, was really good playing at centre-half, and he managed to score a goal.
And he scored his 11th goal of the season, didn't he? Which he's been trying to score goals as a forward and hasn't managed to do it.
So exactly, yeah.
I think the players are actually going to come up from the boardroom area is where they're going to come from. They're going to the boardroom area is to our left. There's a stairs that allow the players and so on to come from where the boardroom is, and they'll be able to come along then and be able to pick up the trophy. And I don't know if they're going to pick up medals. Certainly the main staircase, the exit from here, this area down to the pitch area, has been taped off, so no one can get up. And Tom Scully leads the people. Tom Scully, Tom Riley, they've all got a bottle of beer in their hands. I don't think that's the thing, but they're all wearing Champions 24 t-shirts, and it's good to see that the players who have not been able to make today's game, who some are a couple of long-term injuries, are there and able to celebrate. And not surprisingly, they're singing Championes, Championes, joining in with the supporters. Lots and lots of cameras flashing here, taking film of this, and there's even the backroom staff have got the Macron Champions t-shirts on too. Jules and Danny there enjoying his beer. Are you allowed to drink beer if you've if you're suffering from concussion? And now the chant is, "We are going up, we are going up." And I think
we can hear that.
Yeah, I think we can hear that. I think we all knew that. Everybody has got the t-shirt on. We've got the physio, all the backroom staff. And we're very, very close to the time when Mark Grocott is stepping forward and he's going to have the trophy given to him. They're doing the oohs and the, and that's it. And the champagne, or the beer actually it is flowing, and we're just about getting soaked here at the back. So this is something that Leek Town have been waiting for so many years, and they should have gone up 4 or 5 years ago. I've just got actually a mouthful of beer. I think it's Spanish beer, but anyway, it's flowing away, and it's being presented I think everyone is really quite happy it's all over and done. We've got to try and grab hold of a couple of people. There's Tim Grice, I think, is lifting the trophy up. Now, Ollie Harrison, described by Julian Dene as the best centre-half in the league, is lifting it up. Rob Stevenson, who's the leading goal scorer in the division, holding up. And see Fenton Green holding it up with Tom Riley. Tom Riley, I said famously, he's got really strong muscles there. Pete Ward, he's waited a long, long time for this. He's got it. Dan Trickett-Smith now raising the trophy, going along. I don't know who the next one is. That's Liam Buckley, who just had a shower of beer from Aaron Opoku, who then takes over the trophy himself. And is there anyone else left to actually pick the trophy up? Tom Riley wants another go. I think they are passing it on to Rob Stevenson. Louis Keenan was there. And they're back singing again. And can't see Josh Breo in all this. Have you spotted him?
I can't hear you, Dave. It's so loud. I can't hear you.
All right. I was asking if you could see Josh Breo. I can't
he's
see him.
He's over here.
He's hidden away. Yeah. I wanted to see the chairman actually with. Oh, is that Josh? Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah. Finally got him there. I want to see the chairman in a t-shirt, but he's not. So I was wondering if they made them the size for him. Jules Ndene picking up the trophy. Xander Park and Visser. Do you know the keepers?
They don't drop the cup.
And don't drop the cup. That's the key thing. And now we've got the golfing coach is having a go, Dan Kurasic. Is there anyone else left? Steve Potter, I think, is going to have a go. We might. We've already picked the cup up, haven't we, earlier on? So, Pete Ward's had another go. And I think they're going to be here for a little while. So we're going to have to try and grab hold of someone. Who should we try and grab hold of? Tim Grice or Mark Grocott, or got to try and grab them.
Ollie.
We're trying to get a player at the moment. How about Tim Grice? Tim will do it surely. All right, Tim, congratulations. I suppose you're totally worn out today, are you?
You look worn out.
I'm knackered, yeah.
In the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, about 70th minute, I've come back there, straight on, knackered, yeah. Knackered. The sun's just zapped, taking the energy out of me.
What does today mean to you?
Everything, absolutely everything. It's 12 and a half years. I mean, I've tried six playoffs, I think it is, three playoff finals, three playoff semi-finals, absolutely everything. For the club, for the fans, everyone, you guys who take your time, all the volunteers who don't get paid or anything, the players, it's just all come together. We deserve it, to be fair. I mean, I wouldn't, if it was by 2 points, fair enough. But three or four games to go and we've wrapped up after coming so close in previous years. It's testament to the lads and the background, the management, everything. So yeah, it's over the moon, means everything.
Does it make it that much sweeter after all the disappointments of the recent years?
It does, yeah, but I would have preferred go up a few years ago just to say, but it does feel a lot sweeter now. It's just unfortunate that I mentioned to James Locko, to Jimmy, to Locko, gutted that obviously he's not here to, all the lads are absolutely gutted. Obviously he's not here. There's a few, 4 or 5 years ago, and you've got a lot of players who had a turnaround since then, so there's a lot of players who did miss out on it who could have stayed. We had some good players, but they just decided to move on for different reasons. But yeah, the lads that have come in have done fantastic. So yeah, thanks to you lot, thanks to everyone really, the players, the fans who keep the club going, so yeah. But yeah.
I think you're getting a bit of bird. We'll talk to you again before the end of the season. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Nice one.
Right, I think we should get Tom Scully in, actually. I've got Tom Scully. He's making his way up. He's no longer using crutches. He's got an extra leg now. Well, you'd have enjoyed that game today because you'd have got two yellow cards at least with the referee, wouldn't you?
Probably more than two, like. But no, I was there. I was on the side shouting away. Do you know what? It was a tough game there, fighting for everything. We've done what we need to do, but we've still got to perform. And we were out on our last legs today. Tricky, yeah. Ollie, me, Jules, Lucas is away. Yeah. And to put in a performance like that against playoff players, team's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, depleted side, but nevertheless, they played the heart out, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And as you just said, not for the yellow cards, but I'd have loved to play it. And I'd have loved to play it in all of them, but that's football, it happens. And just move on and start next season.
And just update us on what is now the future for you over the next couple of months.
I've got an operation in 2 weeks, and then I've been told that it takes 3 months to get back from there. So I'm going to do everything I can every single day to get back and get pre-season up with League Town.
So you're looking really maybe back playing properly?
Back end of pre-season,
yeah. Hoping for that.
That's the aim, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we've got one more home game against Clitheroe. You're going to join us in here.
If you want me to, yeah, I can do.
We'd love you to.
Well then, yeah, I can do then, yeah.
We look forward to seeing you.
And you.
And tell your mum we want a drink on her.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Thanks, Tom.
And hopefully Josh, once he's got his... congratulations off people. Yeah. We'll drag Josh in. Yeah. He's got a beer in hand. I don't hope he's only had one of those.
I think so.
Even though the referee may have driven him to more than one today.
Come on, Tom.
Come on, Tom. Tom Carr, come in to have Tom a word Carr. With us. Come on, Tom. How do you feel now, then, Tom?
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, obviously we've won it what a week ago now, but the feeling's just getting better and better. But yeah.
Like, and you battled away. It was a real battle today, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was a tough game. We knew from the start it was going to be a tough game. We were a good team. We were fighting. Still got stuff to play for. It's easy from the outside to say, oh, league haven't got stuff to play for. But we know in the change room that obviously we still want to finish the season strong. Obviously, we've got a cup final Tuesday, so we need to build momentum for that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
How do you like playing more midfield? How do you like that?
I don't mind. Listen, I'll play wherever I'm put, really. As long as I'm on the pitch, I'm happy. I don't know. Obviously, we normally have Trickett Smith playing that role, and Trickett Smith's obviously very good, but I'll do wherever, up front, on the right, on the left, I don't mind. As long as I'm on the pitch, I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you go and celebrate.
Thank you.
Very congratulations, Tom.
And I think Josh...
I've told Josh or Rob Stevenson. We'll get one.
Oh, yeah, or Rob Stevenson. If Rob is available...
Well, Tony says he is, but we'll have Josh now.
We'll have Josh first, since you're here. Right, Rob seems going to get... Josh, it was a difficult day for you, really, wasn't it, today? Because you had to get players to play not necessarily in the first-choice position. So... against Bootle or after playoff points, what was going through your mind before the game?
A lot of things have been going through my mind this week, I'll be honest. It's been a difficult one. We've obviously thrown a side together today with essentially the 10 outfield players, senior players that we had, and that obviously includes Taylor, who's a young player, not 19 yet, coming in, you know, who played last week.
And did very well today.
Did very well. Yeah. Did very well. I've just... had to give him a bit of a rocket at the end there and just tell him off about kicking the ball out for a throw-in, and then Bucco doesn't have to get on the line and pull the heroics out, and then Dino doesn't have to pull the second save. But he was brilliant, and he kept Hodkinson, who's one of the best players in the league, really quiet to the point that he actually came off. But we were brilliant. Aaron obviously playing at the back.
He did very well as well.
Aaron was superb. I thought for the first 10 minutes... I think we started the game well in the first few minutes, first five. Then there was a spell between 5 and 10, and they had a few corners, and they got on top, and I was a little bit concerned. But once we settled down into the game, we played well. Obviously, to get ourselves in front, obviously really, really pleased with Aaron getting the goal, and it's quite ironic given the change in position, but he pops up there and gets that goal. And it's a shame we couldn't hold on for the 3 points. But if you'd said to me, given the week that we've had, that we would have been as competitive as what we've been today against the team, we've got the best away record in the league, who are fighting for points for the, you know, to get into the playoffs, who will do very well. Their depth in their squad is fantastic. You know, you look at the names on their team list, and you know, they could, the players not involved today that could start for them, you know, quite easily, and they still had 16 strong players. So that's a really, really strong performance. I'm so pleased.
And once again, really, it's shown the depth in your squad too, because you've drawn players in, and you've still performed. I mean, you were performing there just like as if you got the full squad out, really.
Yeah, I think
at times, and not all through the game.
No, but what they've done is they've shown an incredible level of resilience, which the group have done obviously for the course of the season. You know, the respect I've got for them as human beings and the way that they apply themselves is incredible. Obviously, you know, the circumstances last week were difficult and it was disappointing to lose the unbeaten run. But in both games, because I thought certainly the first half an hour last week, we were fantastic, to the point that they made a change on 25 minutes from a tactical point of view, because we were so on top, which very rarely happens. Today, again, against a really strong team, we've been fantastic. So there's no kind of, oh, we've won the league and we're just going to, you know, peter out and the season's kind of gone and we don't need to, you know, we don't need to stay focused. They are completely focused and so on board with what we're trying to do. I couldn't be any prouder of them. They've been amazing.
If we were being realistic and the referee had been consistent, you'd have had a couple of penalties, wouldn't you?
Yeah, listen, today I'm not going to talk about the officials because I think I've done that a few weeks ago and for a few weeks now I feel like we've had the rough end at times. I'm not disputing the fact that the penalty was a penalty, no problem with that. You know, what was it, a game of maybe 10 yellow cards or something? It was never a game of 10 yellow cards. But, yeah, listen, like I say, it's all about the players today. They've been magnificent and I'm just pleased that we've been able to put on a performance today without getting the end result that we would have wanted, but to put on a performance in front of the people and then to be able to celebrate winning the league. People who've been around the club so long, you guys who've obviously, you know, been associated with the club for so long, to see the trophy be here today at Leek Town must be a really special feeling for people. So,
well, it is for everyone, and I think the people come out, you almost got the 1,000 people through the gate, didn't you?
Yeah. I didn't
980,
know.
980. 930.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Incredible. And they've been amazing, you know, and again, to come and watch today when there's nothing on the game really, but to see us lift that trophy is incredible. And, you know, I really feel like the town of Leek is galvanised at the moment. You know, it's a really real community feel, and obviously the football club plays such a big part in that. So onwards and upwards, hopefully we can maintain the momentum we've got and try and take it into next season. Of course, we've got 3 big games to go. You know, Tuesday night, which I'm sure you're going to ask me about.
Well, you may as well push me into it. Yeah, you've got selection problems, haven't you? A certain, you know, with the injuries that are happening.
Yeah, I'm being completely honest. You know, we don't know what the situation is with Ollie and Trickett. I feel more confident with Ollie than I do with Trickett in terms of being able to get him out there, which will obviously be massive for us. I would love for having both. You know, that would be the dream. But you know, we're not playing games or anything like that. You know, we are bare bones. Last week really took its toll. And listen, we've been playing for a few weeks where, again, epitomising the robustness and resilience of the group, that they've just got on with it. You know, we have had a small squad, which has helped us throughout the course of the season. But also it's now telling in the sense that we haven't got that ability to, you know, make like-for-like changes. And today, obviously, we threw the 11 out there and they've all done as best they can for as long as they can. And obviously got through the game, which is, you know, which I'm chuffed a bit about.
Well, I'll leave it with you there because I'm sure you want to join in the celebrations and the, you know, I'm sure there's more beer around, isn't there? But not too much because you've got a cup final, you know.
That's it, you know, and obviously it's a great occasion for us to look forward to. We've played, obviously, step two opposition this season and beaten them, a team who are obviously in the playoffs or were up before today. Rushall will be a very difficult game. There's no doubt about that, despite them being obviously at the bottom end of the season, they've been in great form. I think they've won 4 out of the last 5 league games. I've seen their last 4 games and they're very fluid. So it's going to be an incredibly, incredibly difficult match. But, you know, we're going to go there as the underdogs and give it our absolute all. I've got no doubts in my mind that the lads will give absolutely everything. They will leave everything out on the pitch. And I really hope that'll be enough on the night.
Yeah, one bit of housekeeping. When do your players get your medals for winning this?
Yeah, I think it'll be on the final home game. I'm not sure if they've arrived. I know there was some delay from them being shipped from wherever they come from. So no medals today, but yeah, definitely medals. Obviously, been well earned, and they'll be they'll be distributed in due course for sure.
I'm sure they will. If there's one spare, we'll have one, you know.
I'm absolutely sure you would. You'll have to speak to the chairman about that.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to win that one. Thanks, Josh.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Josh. Thanks very much.
That is Dave Stringer and Ian Corbisley with Josh Breo. And I'm sure a big apologies really to our sponsors, because we've held up the adverts so that you could hear all across the Staffordshire Moors, particularly those who are in remote locations, that, you know, to try and bring you the sense, the atmosphere on what was an absolutely fantastic atmosphere in front of the stand here. And of course, Ian Corbisley and Dave Stringer brought that to you. So we're going to stop and pause there just for a little while, and we're going to bring you some, we'll have a quick break, get our thoughts together, and then we'll be hearing how Congleton got their trophy. That comes next on Moorlands Radio Sport.